presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
BBC News Business.
August 14, 10:10 America New York, reduced Avanti West Coast timetable in place due to staff shortages. Operator Avanti West Coast says it is being introduced to ensure a reliable service.
New York Times Business.
August 14, 7 o'clock America New York, the week in business, inflation moderates. Disney now has more subscribers than Netflix. The Fed will share notes from its July meeting. And stocks are on the rise.
Global economy.
August 14, 6:49 America New York, small business owners worry whether they will make it through the winter. Spiraling energy prices, increasing wage bills and higher raw material costs are all adding to the pressure.
BBC News Business.
August 14, 6:37 America New York, Saudi Aramco, oil giant tops own record with $48.4 billion quarterly profit. The staggering profit comes amid soaring oil prices in the aftermath of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
New York Times Business.
August 14, 6:36 America New York, Saudi Aramco's profit jumps 90% on high oil prices. The giant oil producer said it earned nearly $50 billion last quarter, the latest energy company to record outsized profits after the surge in crude prices since Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February. Aramco's Abqaiq oil processing plant in Saudi Arabia.
Global economy. August 14, 6 o'clock America New York, the CHIPS Act debate shows how far the Republicans have moved. Rebuilding America's industrial base is superseding traditional economic doctrine.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
August 14, 5:30 America New York, labor shortage is vexing challenge for U.S. economy. The supply of available workers is headed in the wrong direction as the Federal Reserve strives to cool the labor market and bring down high inflation.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
August 14, 5:30 America New York, faster internet is coming to America, as soon as the government knows where to build it. The $42 billion broadband plan, part of the $1 trillion infrastructure bill signed by President Biden last November, is delayed by a lack of accurate maps showing gaps in service.
New York Times Business.
August 14, 5 o'clock America New York, on TikTok, election misinformation thrives ahead of midterms. The fast-growing platform's poor track record during recent voting abroad does not bode well for elections in the U.S., researchers said. The same qualities that allow TikTok to fuel viral dance fads can also make inaccurate claims difficult to contain.
BBC News Business.
August 14, 4:44 America New York, cost of living, Keir Starmer set to call for energy price cap freeze. The labor leader will set out his plan on Monday, with no detail yet on how the freeze would be funded.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
August 14, 4:02 America New York, Aramco reports record profit, injecting Saudi Kingdom with cash. Saudi Arabia's national oil company said its net income jumped 90% to $48.4 billion in the 3 months ending in June from a year earlier, due to higher crude oil prices and stronger refining profit.
Global economy. August 14, 4 o'clock America New York, did UK inflation pick up in July? Market questions is the FT's guide to the week ahead.
Marginal revolution.
August 14. 120 America New York, a short memoir of Christine M. Korsgaard. Here is her take on what is wrong with philosophy today. Young people are expected to produce an absurdly large number of papers, preferably published in refereed journals, in order to get tenure, or even in order to get jobs.
Marginal revolution.
August 14, 112 America New York, why Matt Iglesias should be a conservative. Conservative isn't exactly the word I would use, but he chose it, so for now let's just run with that. Here is an excerpt from Matt's Substack. Do subscribe.
Daily FX Market News.
August 13, 2300 America New York, NZD, USD Weekly Fundamental Forecast. RBNZ hike may do little for NZD. NZD, USD rose in the aftermath of a softer US dollar post-CPI. An advancement of demand destruction globally and proximity to China appear likely to keep NZD contained.
Daily FX Market News.
August 13, 2300 America New York, NZD, USD weekly fundamental forecast, RBNZ hike may do little for NZD. NZD, USD rose in the aftermath of a softer US dollar post-CPI. An advancement of demand destruction globally and proximity to China appear likely to keep NZD contained.
Daily FX Market News.
August 13, 1800 America, New York, Euro weekly forecast, Euro, USD rallies, gas and drought remain a worry. The fundamental forecast for the euro next week is neutral as the US CPI bounce fades.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
August 13, 1402 America, New York, Capitalism and the First Industrial Revolution. It is now almost an axiom of the theory of economic development that the route to affluence lies by way of an industrial revolution. Phyllis Dean.
Marginal Revolution.
August 13, 1253 America, New York, Saturday Assorted Links. 1. In defense of philosophic idealism. 2. Good WSJ piece on lithium supply. 3. Revisionist treatments of Gandhi in contemporary India. 4. Against Canadian euthanasia.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
August 13, 1007 America, New York, an interview Edith Kuiper about a her story of economics. 1. Could you please explain what feminist economics is? I suspect many people haven't heard of the field. What are its principles? How did it develop? Feminist economics is a new paradigm in economics that takes women and gender, including race, class, age, and other identities, into account.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
August 13, 1759 America, New York, the Shrink the Economy Act. The title given the act is a masterpiece of duplicity. It's not about inflation at all, but instead is about raising taxes and spending more money on Obamacare and green projects.